Hola, Locamores. Diosa here from Locatora Radio.
Y Mala to talk classic telenovela tropes. More like our bedtime stories growing up, no?
Sí, those dramatic switched at birth dramas or evil stepmoms hiding the fact that you're really the boss storylines still bring the gasps.
Like Fabuloso brings the passion to cleaning with 2x concentrated formula to take the drama out of any mess.
I don't know about you, but when I smell Fabuloso's remarkable lavender scent in my casa, I know it's all going to be happily ever after.
Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos. It's Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and we're bringing you some news coming out of the independent circuit with a brand new world champion for a brand new promotion. But first, coming out of SportsKita.com, it has been revealed that Roman Reigns has been out recruiting for new members of the OG Bloodline. And yes, these rumors are now have been confirmed. Again, from SportsKita.com, WWE has signed former MLW performer Lance Anoa'i to a WWE contract. Lance Anoa'i, this rumor was coming out the beginning of the summer, now officially confirmed. He has been seen backstage at the WWE Performance Center in Florida in actual WWE NXT garb, training and performing and bettering his craft. And from the understandings from the rumor mills, Lance Anoa'i was supposed to be originally part of this bloodline, again, the beginning of the summer. A lot of different things came out. However, the reasoning why you haven't seen Lance on the bloodline story is he is currently dealing with leg injuries, hamstring injuries and ligament injuries that are limiting him from going through to doing all the main training and upgrading of his craft. But now, with War Games coming up at Survivor Series, there may be a very big possibility, if healthy, might be injected somehow in a limited role in this War Games story. But again, is Lance Anoa'i going to be part of the new bloodline, being a younger member of the family? Or do Roman Reigns go out and get extra help for this War Games match? Now, also within the rumor mill, Hikuleo has also been signed to a WWE contract and has been looming. Where, again, are they putting him into this bloodline story? We are not know. He is coming from New Japan. Obviously, New Japan, one of the older, longest-running promotions in pro wrestling, or if you would like to call it sports entertainment. He is the younger brother of both Tama Tonga and Tangaloa. So that questioning being, is he going to be joining the new bloodline at Survivor Series? Again, when I had said it before on earlier episodes of Ringside Chaos, the bloodline is not going to end. There are way, way, way too many members of a Samoan legacy that can be injected into this bloodline story to give it that longevity that it needs. Love it or hate it, it's still going to be there. Regardless of whether there is the ending of the OG bloodline with both the Usos, Roman Reigns, and now currently Sami Zayn back in the mix to be at War Games for Survivor Series, or does the new bloodline grow a bigger army, a.k.a. the Bullet Club, almost a similar setup of faction that can go into this storyline? To me, the bigger the better, the more storylines, the more talent added. You know it. It's going to be there. Like I said earlier, though, the Samoan bloodline grows. Zilla Fatu becomes champion, world champion, in a brand new promotion. Fourth Rope Wrestling had its big event last weekend in Chicago where Zilla Fatu took on Moose for the world title in the promotion. Zilla Fatu comes out. A little bit of the controversy interference going into the match, knowing the fact it's Moose from TNA. But Zilla Fatu comes out with a huge flying Samoan spike. Something I very rarely have seen from the usage of the Samoan spike, but he hits Moose with it. 1-2-3, Zilafatu is the new fourth rope world champion, and it is his third title win for this year. I do believe he holds four titles on the independent circuit, this coming from CagesideSeats.com. And in a very, very big interview from the Wrestling Era podcast, we had some notes. Quote, Fatu notes, Roman Reigns' achievements have solidified his family status at the top of the mountain. He also emphasized that it is up to the next generation, including himself, Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, amongst others, to also uphold their legacies. He also states, in a debate over who is the true tribal chief, Zilafatu says Roman Reigns is the undisputed leader. Unquote. So with this, Zilafatu, younger brother of Jimmy and Jay, the Fatu family, possibly growing. Now, for understandings of this, from other rumors and notes that I have heard amongst the internet, Zilafatu is not exactly the most seasoned one out of the new up-and-coming crop for the Bloodline story. It has been said by most Hall of Famers that they would love to see him come in and have a little bit more seasoning, whether it be in NXT or being under the tutelage of a Hall of Famer. You probably would think you'd know who that Hall of Famer would be, and that would be Grand Old Dad. So, knowing it again, we've brought up now possible new storylines for Survivor Series. Will we see a Lance Anoa'i? Will we see a Hikuleo? Will we somehow see a miracle appearance like Solo Sikoa did last year? Will we see a Zilafatu somehow enter all of the storylines at War Games? It's soon to be determined. And my God, the possibilities are limitless. This is Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and you have just experienced another amazing episode of Ringside Chaos. Till next time, we will catch you on the flip side.
Hola mi gente, Rosalind Sanchez here from He Said, Ella Dijo. And although I like drama in my telenovelas, when it comes to real life, I prefer a drama-free casa. Thanks to Fabuloso, its remarkable lavender scent lingers like a longing glance. And with 2 times more active ingredients to take the drama out of any mess, you'll be shouting, gracias. Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active cleaning ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.